Om Shanti. How many days left to meet Baba? You all must be counting the days. So as the day for meeting Baba comes closer, it's so natural that mind wants to turn within to remain in a quiet and silence. It's very obvious. But have you ever thought as to why, as the day of meeting Baba comes closer, that we want to be silent and not otherwise? Is it anything connected with meeting Baba in silence? Something is connected with silence and meeting Baba? Yes? No? What? Why do we have to maintain silence to meet Baba? But straight after meeting Baba, we don't want to remain silent anymore. We are very happy. We want to talk. We want to be, you know? But why, as we have to meet Baba the day or 2 days before meeting Baba, that we want to maintain silence? How is silence connected with meeting Baba? Number one. Number two is I just want to know from you all, what do you think the silence is? Because each one, we are all Brahmins, right? We are all Baba's children, and we all discern, we all understand, we have understood knowledge for so many years now. And what in your context, or what do you think silence, or what is silence for you? Yes? Well, it's not a formal class, but I would like to be, you know, interacting with you all. Who do you think? Do you have anything to share? Yeah? Absence of thoughts is silence. Okay. Absence of thoughts. Whether that's possible? So silence is not possible. Complete silence is not possible. Mm-hmm. Interesting. That's true. Yeah, you want to tell something? Yes, it is interesting. And we all hear these terminologies when Baba speaks merely to us about the silence, about the karmatit, about... Yesterday Baba was talking about, you know, just to stabilize yourself in a bindu, in a point of light state. These are all different terminologies we all hear every day. The most interesting part is that all these terms is just not the terms, but it's a deep experience. Well, frankly speaking, it's very difficult to express them, to define them, you see? Because these are not languages. This is not a class, but it's a deep experience. As I experience, then I understand what it is. Because it is the inner language. Silence is a language, of course. It is said. It's an inner experience, very deep. Actually speaking, as the brother right behind said, many of us, of course, Gyanis don't, but mostly people think that silence means no thinking. Don't have to think. But thinking is not bad. Why do you think that you don't have to think? Thinking is not, you know, it's not a bad thing. But why do people say that silence means don't have to think? It's because, like yesterday Baba said, very, very interesting thing, if you have paid attention, according to the time, according to the atmosphere that we are facing, the thought in 1 second, what we think 10, 100, will, according to the time, will increase, will start thinking 300 or 30. Yeah? 1:3. So time and the atmosphere outside is such that it has a lot of negative influences on the mind, and mind tends to think negative and bad and goes very, very weak. You know? Tell me the truth. The day when you came to Gyan, or then later you continued your Gyan, your spiritual life, you had so much of enthusiasm, didn't you? Who are the first timers here? The first timers? Just you. 1 year? Okay, how long in Gyan? 4. So, when you came first year of your Gyan, how was it? Like, when I came first and when I'm now, do you think any difference? Do you see any difference from that to now? In terms of your enthusiasm, in terms of your churnings, in the terms of your understanding? Yeah? Do you see the difference? What sort of difference you see? Exactly, yeah. Yes, and for some it happens that, well, it's new, because for the new children, any parents would always lift the new children, because children cannot walk. Up until, you know, 3, 4, 10 years, parents are after the children. They don't allow the children to walk on them, or walk on their own. But when they grow, they say, "You walk, I'm there, don't worry, even if you fall, it's okay, you go ahead." So, you're a baby, and you're worthy for lots and lots of love from God, well, all of us. But then real creating my own state with my own effort, through my own, you know, through my own really determination, starts later, where I have to walk, use my own feet. It's no more God is taking me in His lap and, you know, carrying me always, but then I have to walk on my own. When that stage of walking on my own comes, then you feel the difficulty, in the sense that you get tired, you get lack of enthusiasm, you say, "Oh, not now, later," postponing things. "Oh, meditation, that's okay, let me go tomorrow. So I'm too tired." All sorts of these things comes later stages. Yes, I love Baba. Yes, I know who God is. Yes, I know everything very clear. But that enthusiasm, the way I think, then there was a stage where I think just Baba and no one else, like baby clings to the pair, not even the father, but the mother. And I say, the baby cannot be, you know, separated from the mother, clings to the mother, do not want to go to the father, do not want to go to the sisters and brother, just clings. Don't want anything except mother, except father. So that is a stage. And then as the baby grows, the mother calls, come, your food, your thing. I say, "Wait, mommy, wait. I am busy with my friends, wait that." So get separated, because mind get diverted. Yes, the child still loves the mother. It's not that child has no love for the mother, but in mind start understanding more things. And as the baby grows, like the child grows into a boy, go to school, then very much with the friends, go to college, very much with other education, other things, he still grows, then he gets wife, then he wouldn't even bother mother. Mother died, he said, "Okay, no problem." he is very much engaged with the wife, and when he gets his own children, he is so much engaged with the children, he is not much with the wife, but he is more with the children. So this is human mind, you see. Once I was traveling here in India somewhere, and I saw a couple, young couple with a small baby. I think the baby should be few months, 8 months or 7 months. And then the baby, she was feeding baby banana, and she was cutting the banana, and the boy was holding onto the knife, and the knife was very blunt. And he shouted at the wife, he said, "What are you doing? You're giving a knife to a child." He said, "It's very blunt, don't worry." But he said, "It's blunt for you, not for the baby. And your hands is very, you know, you're very hard and rough, but baby is a baby. You can't compare your hands with a baby hands." She just looked at him and she said, "This is exactly what you told me last year, before I got the baby, that your hands are like a baby. You can't hold on to this knife. My hands are rough, that's okay. But now you're telling the same thing. How can my hands become so rough within 1 year?" Because he is so attached with the baby and not with the wife. It's not that he doesn't love the wife, but, you know, what I mean to say is this is natural. And they were sitting right in front of me, and they were telling, "Look, this is my husband. He was telling me last year, as I got married, all this. And just because he got a baby, he said, I'm rough and I'm that and I'm this, so he has no value for me." This is human mentality. As for the time, mind, the relationship, everything changes. You see? Everything changes. We don't want the same. It's not that we don't like, but time is such that we want something different. Some different relationships, something different. Now, we are all, Baba says, the original souls. We are all the souls who are the mother and the father of the whole human tree. Yeah? Like we are with the roots, with the seed. And therefore, what is my stage now? According to the time and according to my age, what is I need? What is that I need? If you go to the old person, what does he need? He said, "Don't bother me, please. Let me be myself. I just want to be myself." Because he's old. He needs his own time. He needs his own... He enjoys his loneliness. He has his own things to do. So according to the time and according to the age of me, the soul, not the body, the soul, who's the original, the soul connected with the roots, with the seed, the God, and the original of the whole creation, what is that I need now? This quietness, silence. So it does not mean that I don't have to think. The quietness or the silence does not mean absence of thoughts, no. Because the very function of the mind is to think. You will think anyway. Not to think is also thought. You still think, but you don't have to think. So thinking is your existence. Thinking is your identity. But what do you have to think is important. How much I have to think is important. According to the situation, what is the thought I have to hold on to is what is important. Many times we think very good thoughts, but we don't sustain them. So sustaining those good thoughts is very important. This is one stage of creating very good and divine thoughts. You enjoy the pleasure of thinking beautiful thoughts, creating good thoughts, creating divine thoughts. You enjoy the energy, the power, the the joy, the happiness of creating the divine thoughts. That's one stage of meditation. But there comes a stage where you don't feel like, you know, but the continuity, the sustaining that creating good thoughts continuously will become so natural to me that I am good, I am divine. Now that I have to be in it, just be in it. It means be the senseful. I don't feel, I don't have that urge of thinking anymore, in the sense I still think, but this is more to be in it. Like if you're swimming, if you're more on the surface, your hands and your feet, you swim. But as you go down, what you do? You're there. You're just there in the water. You don't have to swim down below. Do you swim down below there? Not much. You're there. You're there because you sunk down below the water and you're just there. You're enjoying just being there. So to stay in that, to hold on to it, then it's a state of experience. You know what I mean? And that is a state where the soul is full of all energy, all divinity, all powers, all strength. It's like being very, very senseful. And for every Brahman, it's very important to be in this state, because it is this experience which gives us realization. Yesterday, the last Murli, last Avyakt Murli, the 16th Murli, Baba was talking about realization. If you have read that Murli, Baba did talk about realization. Now, what does it mean by realization? Is, yes, I know the information that this is this, but to realize it, you need the deeper sense. The mind need to go deeper to get that understanding of realization. Once, Dadi Janaki was giving class and she said, I remember this very distinctly because it was in context with that brother who talked to me. She said, Baba's remembrance will really wipe out all the sins. How many times have you heard this? Baba's remembrance, all the sins will be burnt away through Baba's remembrance. Is this new to us? After Dadi Janaki's class, a brother came out and he said, my God, I said, what happened? He said, in Hindi he used that word. The word Dadi Janaki spoke, the sentence Dadi Janaki spoke this morning was so valuable, it was equal to so many millions and millions of dollars. He said, what do you mean? What is that? I was very inquisitive to know what is that. He said, remembrance of Baba wipes off all the sins. I said, what's so great about it? We hear every day. Every day Baba repeats 100 times. She repeated. Now I understood. He said, now I understood Baba's remembrance takes out all the sins. The way he was speaking, it really made me think, this is realization. Yeah, we knew that before. I said, didn't you hear this before? He said, I did. Now I understand. Now, he really didn't know how to put that, you know. He was so happy. He said, now I got it, what it means. What does it mean by remembrance and clearing of the sins? Now I understand. He said, very good. Congratulations. You understood. So, we do hear it every day, but it's not necessarily we have understood, we have realized it. Information, listening every day. But it's just like clicking. It's just, this is it. This is it. There you are. You see? And as someone said, quietening the mind or stillness and all that, it's basically To experience this, we need to totally be detached from our own selves. What I mean by detaching from our own selves means to detach myself from my own, of course, body, bodily world, that's common thing, but also detach myself from my own old sanskars. What I think myself, well, I know I have these negativities, I know I have done this, I know I'm meant to do this. Whatever is my life today, I know myself as. Detach yourself from that. Silence means to detach yourself from your sanskars, your intellect. Nothing should disturb you. To be in absolute alignment of your thoughts, your intellect and your sanskars, to go to your original sanskar when you are in soul world. Total pure, total clean. Just be yourself. That's in your original state of being. That's the reason Baba says, go to Paramdham. And in many Murlis, Baba used to say, remember me in Paramdham. Once here, Avyakta Baba, someone else, many, I think it was in 70s in History Hall. I don't know whether it was Meditation Hall in History Hall. So one brother came and he said, when you are here, we should remember you're here, like you're sitting here. Baba said, no. You remember Baba in Paramdham. Because it's important. It's important because it's my exercise. I need to get into the habit of getting into that silence, going to my world, soul world, my home, where I'm totally relaxed. Totally relaxed. And I'm sure all of us have this experience. We all sleep in the night. Huh? There is a stage during our sleep where you don't know anything. Just nothing. Your mind, your intellect, your sanskars, nothing works. You're just asleep, which is called as deep sleep. And just before you're about to wake up, then you start getting some dreams. And just after the dreams, it's time for you to wake up. And many times people think that I couldn't sleep well because I was disturbed by the dreams. But you did sleep before the dream. There is a time, if you are going to sleep for 1 hour, if you are going to sleep for 4 hours, there is some period of time, maybe at least 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, depending upon the duration of your sleep, there is a time where it's absolutely quiet. Yes? Straight after you sleep and before you wake up. Somewhere in between, there is a time where you're just quiet. And you don't remember that space. You can't remember that space. So that's absolute silence. Actually, the body gets relaxed. You get the freshness. Only that period of time where you get deep, real sleep. So this is exactly to do with meditation. And that is the reason they say your deep meditation is equal to your deep sleep. Because the relaxation that you get during your sleep, it's the relaxation that we get during meditation, because as we get detached in sleep, we also get detached in meditation. Only the difference is that we are not aware, we are sleeping, but here we are aware. We are aware. We are very, very much aware, we know everything, but we are not conscious of anything. You see? They are two different terminologies, awareness and consciousness. We are aware of things outside, but we are not conscious of anything that's happening outside with the body, with sanskars, with thoughts, and beyond that. Beyond the waste thoughts, beyond the negative thoughts, beyond the thinking of others, beyond thinking of my own self like that. Oh, I did this, I shouldn't have done that, why did I do that? I did this very good, oh, I'm very good. Whatever I think about these things, beyond all that. This is very shallow, superficial level. But that's a level where I'm just myself, a point of light, filled with everything, and to hold on to that being quiet. Quietness means you're still thinking, but that's not a thinking which is very obvious, but the thinking is translated into experience. Like when thought is translated into action, that is in the form of an action. Yeah? When the thoughts are translated into experience, then that's still thought, but it is in the state of experience. If I wouldn't thought, I wouldn't have done. So whatever I'm speaking and doing, that shows what I think, what I thought. So it's still a thought. I'm putting my thought across you through another form, but it's still a thought. But experience is still a thought, but I'm staying in it. But that's not anymore called a thought, but it's in the form of a taste. The taste stay there. And you are in that state, engrossed in that feeling, in that taste for a longer time. To hold on to it. We can't hold on to the moments for a longer time. For a fraction of a second we experience this, for a fraction of a second we experience that. But to sustain it and to hold on to that for a long time is what is important. For half an hour meditation you do, tell me the truth, how long in half an hour means 30 minutes, how long we can hold on to the thought, same thought, and be in it. To enjoy it just in one thought. How long? So, the fundamental thing is we need to know how to enjoy being in that state. The mind is so much holding on to the experience of joy, happiness and pleasure. What we have experienced physically. I like talking to you, so I know the taste and the joy and the happiness of talking. So I'm very much pulled by the talking. Someone are very much listening something nice. So they are very enjoying. They like very much listening to something. So they're very much pulled by listening very quickly. You see? Some people are very much pulled by the seeing, sights, seeing that, seeing this, because they enjoy seeing it. They like, they derive joy, happiness by seeing. So they're very much easily pulled by that. So since we are experiencing, the soul has the experience of all this, so very much easily we can hold on to these, you know, we are pulled by this and we can stay in this for a longer time. If I'm given half an hour to speak, I can speak 1 hour. Because I like speaking. Say for example, if you like listening something, maybe music, you can listen to 2 hours. Oh, you enjoy listening to music for 2 hours, no problem. So you can stay in that joy for longer and longer time. But we don't stay in this stage of being quiet for a long time. Because we are pulled by this. And therefore, it's essential to totally become bodiless. Detach from this physical body. Detach from my own sanskars. Detach from my own negativities. Just be my original being and try to hold on to it. And let me put a habit to enjoy that state, being in this state. And not quickly pulled by the anything outside. And that's the reason Baba gives us this exercises or drill, and he asks us to do many times in the whole of the day. Like I'm sure you hear also, you see, you hear a song played every hour. Yeah? So it's a very good chance for us here. You can also set an alarm in your clock, in your wristwatch, if you all could, when you get back. Get totally detached. Detached from the signs, sounds, sights, what you heard, what you like, what you don't like. Totally detached from the body. What I like about myself, what I don't like about my own self. Detached from everything. And just be yourself, a point of light. And hold on to that as long as possible. Derive the joy, the happiness. And then a state will come where you don't feel like thinking. Well, I still think, but I don't feel like thinking grossly. You just want to be in that. Just want to be in that. And it's a very sweet experience. And it is this experience wherein you can take a right decision. It is this experience where it gives us the sense of what I do, what I don't do. It is this experience, it is this state where many, many realizations I realize. And it is in this state where the remembrance is easy and natural. You know, soul has two natural powers. Every soul, every human soul has this naturally two inborn powers. And one is the power to remember, and one is the power to forget. We all forget. But many times these two powers, we use it, it's more like topsy-turvy, you know, it's more upside down, in the sense that it works opposite. We remember those things which we have to forget, and we forget those things which we have to remember, which is very good, important. And that's how we try to remember what we want to forget, and we try to forget what we want to remember. And the whole life goes, we say, oh, I wanted to remember that, I forgot to tell you what I want to tell you. And then we say, don't forget what he said to me. Even if I die, I will never forget. He told me that? Oh no, I can never forget that. Well, don't forget who is at loss. So we hold on all the junks in us. She said that to me, he said that to me, that happened to me, this happened to me. We are holding on to it. This is like attachment to your negativity. You're holding on so many things in you, and that doesn't allow you to be quiet. You see? So now we have to reverse the process. We have to remember that we have to remember, and to forget what is unnecessary. This enables your mind to be quiet and silent. Means it's a very pleasant and cool state. Very cool state. It is this silence where all your sense organs are very, very cool and quiet. You wouldn't get, you know, when your sense organs very mischievous and, you know, been pulled by this. Even you don't want to do that, you still, your mind goes, you want to do that. Your eyes are pulled, sometimes your ears are pulled, you want to do that. You're very quiet. You don't feel like. It's a very matured state. And it's also called a state of contentment. The silence is never experienced when you still have many, many desires in your mind. You know, you still want to get that, you still want to get this, you still have desire for this, you still have many, many wants in your mind, then your mind cannot be quiet. When there is a state of contentment, now it's enough. It's enough. I don't want anymore. Like if you have had a very hearty, good lunch of your taste, very nutritious, very, very nice, and stomach full, and then you're offered something very nice, can you eat? You said, enough now, not now. Enough is enough. I've had very big lunch today, okay? Don't even show me anything, I don't even have a space to smell. You know, all the space is so much occupied, I can't take any more. You're so full. So this is the silence, where you don't want anything. You're so full. I don't want anything. So mind stays there. Your mind is stabilized. The desires means the mind get wandered, get scattered. Because you want that, you want this, you want this. Any type of desire. But it stays there, then it's stability. He was talking about stability. Stability means to stay there, just to stay there. Unless, like, stability is very much to do with being very obedient. I'm sure many of you all have dogs. Dogs? The dog is very, very obedient and honest to the master. If the master says, stay there, the dog stay there. He just stays there, just stays there doing nothing, waiting for another command from the master. He wouldn't move, would not move. No matter what happens, he would stay because master has asked you to stay there. So this dog stays. So the mind, when I, the master, command the mind stay there, it should stay there and wait till I command the mind and to another. Or if you put it another way, he is the master, Shiv Baba is the master. He says, Man Manabhav, just keep quiet, just keep quiet. Just wait till he gives us another command. Why do I use my own thing? Then it means I'm not really obedient. Obedience means just be there. Stay there. Stability. And stability, it also means the fullness. Empty, anything empty can never, never be stable. The fullness is stability. It stays there because it's very full, contented, satisfied. Doesn't matter. I'm there, no problem. I can wait. No mischief, no mischief. No indiscipline. Sanskars, no indiscipline. My emotions, very, very matured. In different colors, in prism. When the reflection of the light takes place, the seven colors are projected. And it is also said that the white has all the colors in it. You know that? White has all the colors in it. So it's exactly same with the silence. Silence has all sorts of experiences in it. Well, although it looks silent, nothing. Although it looks white, nothing. But it has everything in it. Same way, the silence, which is seems to be nothing, but it has everything. Everything. And many times Baba says, even my children have not understood me as I am, what I am, how great and how powerful I am. Jo hoon jaisa hoon, as it is. And how much have we understood ourselves as we are? You see? You know about yourself, I know about myself. Very little, not as I am. So we understand, Baba, we understand ourselves as I am, as He is, only when I totally detach from all these false identities, detach myself, all that identities that I think I am, the tags I'm attached to, the negative, the positive, and just experience myself as I am. And that's the form God has seen me. Why did God choose me and you out of millions? Why didn't He choose other people? What did He see in me that He chose me? You see? What am I so special? Why did He choose me as His child? What attracted God in me? Is that the original being of myself? As I am. It's very nice. So then I understand God as He is. Any negativity I have in me, If my mind is influenced of any negativity, I can't experience that silence. If I'm under the influence of ego, your mind goes faster and faster. Your mind cannot be quiet. If your mind is anger, greed, yeah, you're attached to someone, attachment. Even you're sitting in front of Baba, your mind cannot be quiet. Your mind is pulled again and again to that person, to that thing. So these negativities, it's a big barrier to understand things as it is. Understand yourself as you are. Understand He is. Understand situations as they are. Why are misunderstandings created between us? In the families, even many, many times within the Brahmin family, in Lokic families, between one person and another person, why should be a misunderstanding? It's because of this blockage. Because we can't understand people as they are. Because I can't understand myself as I am. This negativity is a big barrier, blockage. And therefore, how can I understand Baba as He is? So this quietness will enable me to remember all that I've forgotten. Remember me as I am. Remember God as He is. And understand the situations as they are. And Baba was talking about respect yesterday also. Maintain the record of giving a regard. I could give regard to everyone because I know this is the child chosen by God. You are God's selection. You are God's selection. Each one of us are God's selection. God has chosen you. So you are special. I respect you because you are God's choice. You respect me because I am God's choice. So we respect each other. We love each other. Because we are beyond the barriers. And that acceptance of each other is when we have that state of mind being very quiet and calm. Yeah? Every time your mind is pulled when you sit in silence, when you sit quiet, see, detach yourself and see where is your mind going and why is your mind going there. What do you want from that? It means this is a barrier. There is a barrier. Your mind is pulled towards something, someone, means that is a barrier. And as soon as I resolve this barrier, then my mind automatically go into silence. Automatically. Like if a child is crying, the child doesn't know why, he doesn't know what to speak. If it's hungry, it's crying. If it's thirsty, it's crying. If it wants to sleep, it cries. We can't express itself. But as soon as you give him the milk, he drinks and he's happy. He goes to sleep. Yeah? Now, as soon as he feels he's, you know, he's dry, he's wet, he's proper, he's comfortable, he's happy. He doesn't cry anymore. So mind cries, it goes there, it goes there, it goes there, it goes there. I mean, what is that it wants? What is that it wants? Why is it jumping from here to there, from there to there? That's what I need to understand. And that quietness is a very, very beautiful experience. Very beautiful experience. And many times, the quietness is associated with sleep. And that's the reason as soon we start sitting in meditation and we start creating positive thoughts, we fall asleep. Very good. Very nice. Peaceful, silent, quiet. See? But here we have to be aware and get into that deep state of experience and not sleep. Yeah. Silence in itself is a beautiful state of experience, but if I'm silent and in company with God, oh, that's, I don't know what to say, but I have no words to say, in fact, but it's a very beautiful experience. We have to give time to that. We have to practice it again and again, again and again. And remember, it will not happen overnight. Just today, tomorrow, you say, I'm silent. It's not like that. It needs a regular, constant practice. Consistency is very important in this. And then it becomes a habit. And you're in between a very noisy place, noisy situation, but your mind is very still and quiet. And this is what Baba says, spread the vibrations. Huh? Have you not heard about this word? Spread the vibrations. How could we spread the vibrations? Spreading the vibrations is only when mind is quiet. Silent. Silence automatically attracts. Automatically attracts. In a big gathering, many people were talking, each other chatting, you know, talking to each other, and one is speaking, there one is dancing. One person sits right at the back, very quiet, not talking to anyone. Everyone's attention goes there, doesn't it? Why is this man sitting quiet, talking nothing? What happened to him, you know? So the quietness automatically attracts. So then the vibrations automatically spreads. Because I'm in that state of silent. The silent, peaceful vibrations are automatically emanates from me to others. I don't have to speak. So I have to practice it every day. Every day, and then it becomes a habit. Okay, Om Shanti. Any questions? Oh, detachment does not mean that you don't have to do anything and sit in a corner. Detachment is a mental attitude. I have to mentally be detached, not physically. I'm talking to you, but my mind can still be detached. Detachment is not in sense of physical, in a physical sense, but detachment is in the sense of your mind, your thoughts. It's an attitude of your mind. Okay. When you get back to Nigeria, you're going to do it. Right? It's no wrong in planning, but it does not mean all the time that you're here, you have to plan. Number one. Number two, what's your purpose of coming here? To plan about Nigeria? What, you left Nigeria and you came here to plan about Nigeria? No. You came to India to a purpose, with a purpose. So whenever we are going with a purpose, we have to fulfill the purpose. That itself shows the absence of your, you know, that's not really presence of mind, in the sense you have a purpose, but you're deviating your from your purpose. You've come, you left your job, you left whatever you have to do in the Nigeria, you've taken a time, you've spent your money, your time, and you've come all the way, miles apart, and you still think about Nigeria for what? Then what's your purpose of being here? When I'm here, I have to stay away from that, even mentally. You know what I mean? Okay, I know when you have to get back to the room, you have to do this, or you have to buy the literature, you have to talk to that person, you have to have your lunch, you have to go to the dispensary, you have all that stuff. But now, what are you supposed to be doing? Do that. Exactly. Exactly. Do this only that then. Don't think about anything else. That when you're sitting for prayer, you think about eating. When you're eating, you think about your friend. Well, that's not right. When you're supposed to be in the office working, you're thinking about your home. You left your wife, your child, they are not well. Well, then why did you come to the office? You should have stayed with them. So you left them, you've gone to the office, means you don't have to think. Think what you're doing. You need to have a purpose. Your mind needs to be given an aim. Then your mind starts thinking the same thing. Actually, this is wrong. This is indiscipline of mind. You think something and you're doing something. And you're somewhere, physically. That's all, you know, it's not at all in alignment. Then you cannot experience peace. Then your purpose is not solved. You've come to India not to think about Nigeria. As long as you're here, you do that. When you get back, you can do that. So given in that particular time what you're supposed to do, do that. Get your mind detached from that. Detachment doesn't mean that you shouldn't think or you shouldn't do your work. You should, of course. Why not? But what you have to do now, do that. Make sense?
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Eh?
Any more questions? So, is it okay for 10 minutes? Or 5 minutes? Is it too much, 10 minutes? It's okay? Just put your things, everything, sit, relax. And really have a name in your mind to detach mind from the body. Bodily things, your sight, sound, past, present, future. Just go beyond all that. Just be yourself. What happened, what will happen, go beyond all that. Focus all your thoughts in the center of the forehead. Stabilize yourself. Means just stay in that feeling of I as absolutely pure and peaceful being. I'm a light. am full of all powers. I am a mind. I am so beautiful, flawless diamond. Feel that and be in that, stay there. Admire your own beauty, which is so pure. I, the soul, is spotless, so clean. So brilliant. I, the Master, command the mind just to stay there quietly. Let me go beyond this world into my home, sweet silence home. Beyond the actions, so relaxing. I am in my true state of being. So contented. Free from negativities, desires. Just myself. Silent is a state of being undisturbed by the external situations, being unaffected by people, by past, by the negativities of others, by any sort of situations. Problems. Silence is a state of being completely free from upset. Being in this state, remember any situation any person who has upset you. Do you get upset now? The person who insulted you, the person who disturbed you before, as you remember the person again now, do you get disturbed? Or your mind is very peaceful? You're unaffected. You can forgive. Let go. This is the state of being stability. Stable, quiet. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Very nice meeting you all. Yes. The word detachment is from your thoughts. Detachment does not mean the soul goes out of the body, no. The soul still is in the body, but my thoughts are detached from the body. Yes, yes. But you still look at the body. But when I say detachment, detaching from the body, which means you have to watch yourself as a soul. You don't have to watch yourself as a body. Then it's still, you're attached with the body. You're looking at the body still. But you have to look at yourself as a soul, not as a body. That is detachment. It is just to have a different identity for yourself. Like if I say, remember yourself as a bird flying up in the sky. Imagine. So you see yourself as a bird, not as a body, but you see yourself as a bird flying in the sky. Yeah? So similarly, so then you don't remember you as a body. You don't remember you as being here. You don't remember you as your name, but you see yourself as a bird flying in the sky. Same way, see yourself as a point of light, like a star, shining in the center of the forehead. Then automatically I get detached from my body. I don't have to see the body. I should detach from the body, means to see yourself in a different way to detach. Make sense to you? Did you understand? Yeah. You shouldn't see yourself as a body, but see yourself as a soul. A shining star, point of light, peaceful, pure. So as I think and see as myself as a point of light, you automatically forget the body. And that's detachment. Okay? Om Shanti.